Thank you, Chairman Moran, for holding this oversight hearing and for the commission being here. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is a small federal agency with a huge mission. It is to be the cop on the beat when protecting consumers from potentially dangerous products. Time and time again, though, over the last 2 years, I've seen a pattern with the commission where it is deferred to the industry on critical product safety matters instead of being more aggressive as a commission. From the get-go, almost all of the consumers' commission's pending product rulemakings were terminated. For instance, instead of setting mandatory standards for window blinds to protect kids from cord strangulation, the commission deferred to the industry to set its own standard. Another rule involves shut-off switches for portable generators, which are commonly used after power failures caused by hurricanes or winter storms that we often get in the Pacific Northwest. These generators pose a carbon monoxide poisoning risk, and again, the commission nixed a mandatory standard and instead asked the Portable Generator Manufacturers Associations to write their own standards. But the failures have not just been with the safety standards intended to protect against dangerous products. Also, the Consumer Product Safety Commission has essentially stopped imposing civil penalties on manufacturers. The commission's most basic mission is to protect consumers from dangerous products. And I think two recent examples highlight a trend that I think is very problematic. The first involved the BOB jogging stroller. The Consumer Product Safety Commission career staff found a serious defect in the stroller that allowed the front wheel to detach unexpectedly. Those wheel detachments resulted in serious injuries to scores of adults and children. The commission staff recommended a recall, and some on the commission voted to move forward with a lawsuit against the manufacturer. But instead, the commission sought a settlement with the company that resulted in little more than a public safety campaign and provided certain consumers with replacement parts. Other consumers with older models got nothing more than a 20% coupon on the stroller. So this agreement allowed the company to say that these corrective amount only to an information campaign when so much was at risk for families. The second involved the Fisher-Price Rock and Play infant sleeper. According to the Consumer Products Report, almost 35 infant deaths have been associated with this product since 2009. But the commission did not reveal this information until a Consumer Reports blew the whistle and brought it to the public. So who knows how many more children could have been impacted. And even if the product was recalled, the commission found a way to continue to fail the consumer when the commission's recall notice listed just refund as the remedy for consumers that return the Rock and Roll Play. So consumers with the older Rock and Roll Play sleepers will only get a voucher for another. And so this is very problematic. We have a tradition on the committee of working together to enact bipartisan legislation to help protect consumers. And the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act of 2008, which was signed into law by President George W. Bush, gave the Consumer Product Safety Commission substantial new authority to protect consumers. So going forward, I hope that the White House will put forth names of people to be on the commission that are going to use the authority and put American consumers and our children first when protecting them with these laws. I thank the chairman. I look forward to hearing from the commissioners.